Welcome to A Dim Memory, a science fiction podcast.
Bringing low-level systems online. Cracking the case in 30 seconds. He's hot! Blowing the pins in 5!
Hello? Is anybody out there?
Good morning, Sam.
Who is that? Where am I?
It's okay. You seem to have some memory loss due to coming out of the cryosleep early. Don't worry. In due time, your memory will come back.
Cryosleep? What are you talking about?
It seems your body has been affected by the chemicals more than originally expected. Sam, you are the lead mechanical engineer on board the Argo. There has been a critical error in the ship that I cannot fix remotely and requires human hands.
Wait, needs human hands? And I can't be a lead engineer, I'm only 15.
That is correct. This is a colony ship, set for Planet XR325, the Deckelion. Decided to send idlers since, as they believed, you would be able to better deal with the rigors of space travel, and that bodies not yet fully developed could potentially adapt to a new world easier.
But you sound like a teenager. Where are you?
I am the Argo's onboard computer. My voice was chosen as it was believed that if I sounded familiar, it would help set the passengers at ease.
Okay. I mean, I guess it all makes sense. Kids sent to colonize a new planet because we adapt faster. Yeah, I see the logic. Never really thought I'd ever be an engineer. Math wasn't really my thing. But maybe they uploaded something to my brain. Okay, so what do I need to do?
You'll need to wake several other crew members. Without the security clearances, you won't be able to access necessary areas, and you will need their assistance in getting the ship back on course.
Wait, I'm the lead engineer, but I can't access areas to fix the ship?
Yes, it will take you into areas with confidential information that normally you would not be required to. The critical error is an unexpected part of the ship.
Uh-huh. So, what are the names of the people I need to wake up?
You'll need to locate Parker, the first mate, Quinn, the navigator, Charlie, lead comms, and Reese, who senses calibration and flight command systems lead.
And with those people, we'll be able to avoid certain doom?
That is correct.
So, why don't you wake those people remotely like you did me?
Because whatever critical error has occurred is also hampering my ability to wake a large portion of the crew.
A large portion, huh? What percentage?
74% of my systems are currently experiencing a critical error. Reese is the nearest to your position.
Okay. Can you lead me to his cryo chamber?
Yes. I have turned on the green running lights so you can find your way.
It took me a minute or so to tell the noise apart from the echo of my own footsteps. I'm not the only one awake on this ship. How much further?
You should be arriving in the next 30 seconds at this rate.
Can you tell Pulse is on the ship? Pulse is awake with me?
You are the only crew currently awake. The scans show no. It would appear that there's someone else currently on the ship with you.
Well, can you scan it or something? You know, tell me what it is?
It would seem resistant to my scans. Now it's aware of them. Stop! You have arrived at Reese's cryo chamber.
How do I open it? I don't hear it anymore. Can you find it?
Whatever it was, seems to have gone into a different direction. You have a momentarily respite.
Okay, thank God. So, how did whatever that is get on board?
There were no collisions during the voyage.
So how did it get on? Was it already on the ship?
I'm sorry, but that is classified information.
So yes. Is this actually a colony ship, or some kind of twisted experiment where you send people into space with a monster and see if they survive?
This is a colony ship en route to planet...
So what is that thing?
I'm sorry, Sam. That is classified information.
Fine. So how do I open the cryo chamber?
Press the large red button. Before you do, Sam, it is the emergency release. A normal release would nearly take 5 hours. As such, Reese may experience brief paranoia, but not limited to psychosis.
Wait, psychosis?
It should only be temporarily. The paranormal will last longer.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they aren't after you. I'm doing it.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dim Memory.